So it's like he shifted gears from that. He's going on to something else. In 2017, I've been talking, dealing with end time things since the fall of 2016, all the way into, and you know, continually. But in 2017, he said, "Tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left." And God loves his people. Now, this ain't the first time he said it. He said in the Laodicean church, he wished you was cold or hot, but because you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth. They have partial sin in their life. They have sin, enough sin in their life that's unto death. When you're lukewarm, you got enough sin that's unto death in your life. There's, you know, John stated that there's a sin not unto death. But a lukewarm person has sin unto death. This is going, you're going to die for this. You're out of the kingdom over this. And they have no covenant. They're blind. They're naked. Their focus is wrong. And then they produce people that's leavened just like they are. Leavened people produce leavened people. Look at, let's see. I was mentioning about those trumpets. It was the trumpets. The first angel sounded. Yep, that's what Irvin Baxter was talking about. And but I'm going to go back to 2 Timothy. And I believe Irvin Baxter is correct on what he's taught. But, and also Pastor Langford. Oh, here it is. Okay, this is 2 Timothy chapter 4. Now listen to what Paul said. "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and in his kingdom." Then he said, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come," now watch this, "when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." Then he said this, "and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Now, so lukewarm people seek out lukewarm teachers. Lukewarm teachers attract lukewarm parishioners. Lukewarm teachers attract lukewarm people. And lukewarm teachers vex godly teachers. Lukewarm teachers vex godly people. So some people don't, I've met so many people that don't want to go to church because of activity in church and the things they hear about and know about. See, wicked people, they do wicked things and they create witnesses all the time. And, but their illusion is that they're doing what they're doing in secret. But see, the enemy always has a cameraman around. Cause if you're of God and you're doing sin, Satan gonna make sure he catch you. Somebody that knows somebody is gonna see it every time that people get in sin. Not just one time or two times. Every time people slip, there's a cameraman. A cameraman is a witness. Anybody that saw it. Your memory is just like a camera. And somebody you know is going to see what they're doing. And the Lord knows this. So God thinks ahead and he dealt with this. When Eli's sons wouldn't repent, they wouldn't repent because God was going to kill them. He spit them out. Same thing. The lukewarm church, they have blocked the gates. People have died. They got blood on their hands. And God gave him space of time to repent. We know that he'll do that because of Jezebel. He gave old crazy Jezebel space of time to repent, the prophet that was teaching people to commit fornication. So he'll give a lukewarm person a chance to repent. You know, but a lukewarm person is a person that has sin under death and they won't repent. Or they can at first, But after that space of time has elapsed that they can repent, they won't repent. And so the rapture is designed to trap them while they're out of balance. They didn't want God in their thinking. They wouldn't listen. God pleaded with them again and again. They reached that point where God spit them out. They have no mind to repent. They're bold in their ways and their doctrine. And they're going to be preaching their doctrine the day the Lord take us out of here. They're going to be convinced of their doctrine. And they're going to be living it proudly the day God take the real church out. See, the real church, you know, I come to understand that God is reacting to what we do. The church don't, he can judge, some things can happen, whether the church is here or not. The Antichrist could appear, he just won't, because if the church is too strong for him, it won't work. God's going to use two witnesses to expose that joker for what he is. He's going to have two witnesses against him. And there are two that are stirring up all the mess. The Antichrist and his false prophet. And God's going to use two prophets to expose them. That's all it takes. But when you got millions of people that's dedicated and they love God, Satan can't do nothing. We can pray and the angels will fight for us. And the only reason people don't do it is because of poor teaching. And for years, I ministered to pastors. I warned them and gave them words about following God, which they did things according to their specifications, not God's. They never mounted up to the point that God wanted them to mount up to. So that's why I pray for those who follow God, and I understood that some don't. Because they didn't follow through, they didn't do like Jesus. They didn't do what they see their father do. And speak what they hear their father say. They did it their way. Now that don't mean the Lord didn't give them messages and they preach it. But some of them, they didn't never go to the perfect will of God. And the people didn't either. And the Lord taught me that if the leaders don't do it, the people won't do it. Because people, a tree can only bear fruit of its type. If a pastor goes forward in the things of God, then the people will too. But if the pastor don't, the people that's looking to the pastor won't. Only those who are looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith, they're likely to go forward. But see, we use people as a pattern. And you have to, when you follow God, you have to look to the Lord and do what the Lord is saying when everybody else, even if everybody that you love and care about and respect is doing the opposite. You have to stick with what God is saying. And in order for the church to come to that point, they have to have godly people. People that follow him. The apostles were very effective because they learned how to follow God. Because Jesus, their leader, followed his father. And they learned how to follow their father. Because Jesus taught them how. When they died, people rose up and did things different. And they got to this point. The Lord taught me how important it was for people to follow him. And then they could do greater things. And people are still doing things, you know, according to how they were trained. You can't go beyond your training if you don't learn to follow God. If you don't learn to trust him. So for this reason, people, it got to this point. But when people got into sin, that's the problem. Sin is a rot. It's corrosive. It corrupts. Jesus didn't just give us salvation so we'll live forever. It's more than that. He rescued us from sin and gave us the ability to reject sin. And you have to use that ability. He gave you his authority. He gave you the same authority he has. And you have to use it. That's why If the Antichrist, he wants to appear, but first the church, we have to restrict him. The word said, "He who now letteth will let." Now the lukewarm church, they can't restrict him. They have no covenant. They're naked. They took their priestly garments off. They still think they're wearing them, and they took their authority off, their kingly garments off. They still think they're wearing that, but they're naked. They walk around naked. They don't have godly authority. But those that go in prayer and love God and obey Him and do the word of God, they have both. They're a priest, and they want to be a priest, and they are our king. They've been made the head and not the tail, covenant-wise. The lukewarms are not lukewarm people are not like that. They're looking at their money and their fame and fortune and their strength and their wisdom. And they have no, they're not even in covenant with God anymore. So when the rapture happens, He's going to leave them right here. They're going to go through not only the tribulation as they think they're going to avoid, but they're going to go through the great tribulation. They're going to take the mark. God's going to give them strong delusions so they'll believe a lie. See, they're in deep trouble. You know, they're in, you know, look at verse 10, 2 Timothy 4 and 10. He said, "For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia." But Demas forsook him. Okay. So, that's a problem. He went back to the world. Now, the others, they went and did other works, but Demas went back to the world. This is 2 Thessalonians 2. He said, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Now He said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there be come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." The Lord is going to touch the ground, come back. All this will happen. Now the falling away happens before the man of sin. This means that the Antichrist, if the church gets weak enough, he can appear. But the Lord put him under our foot, and He expects us to deal with the enemy and keep him under our foot. And if we let him, if we move our feet, let him up, that's our fault. Satan is part of our culture because Adam let him in. He has a right to be here. When Adam listened to him, that gave him a right. But if you say something, he has to hide in his hole. And remember, he don't want to look defeated before all heaven. Like he already went through that with Job. Job defeated his behind. And it don't take but a Christian who know his place to keep him in his hole. So, and when you pray against it, when you take authority over the enemy, you have to, don't count on anybody else to do it. You do it by yourself. If others are in prayer and agreement with you, fine. But when you take authority over Satan, use your faith as if you're the only person doing it. And you don't need, you know, if you have the same authority Jesus has, you can keep him in his hole. The good news is there are others doing the same thing that know the Lord, that listen to him and pay attention. You can stop Satan's activity. Henry Gruber went around tearing down satanic strongholds, and most of it he did by himself. See, you can shut things down. You can keep Satan underfoot. The Lord taught me when you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. And my mind was just, had to receive that. He told me, he had to tell me 3 times. I asked him the second time, well, what if it don't? When you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. I asked him 1 time, but what if he don't? When you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. And I wouldn't ask him again. I was afraid. I had to fear the Lord on me. And I never had a problem using authority. But, the indoctrinated mind of the theologians that went to seminaries, well, that went out with the apostles. Those are the ones that's going to end up in trouble. They have no authority because they they would not receive what God gave them. I had to receive what the Lord was telling me. And it was being honest, the way I understood, I knew I had authority over Satan. But what the Lord was showing me is that you have total authority over Satan. And my mind was trying to process this. And the gray area was being moved aside. And I was able to receive. If you got the same authority Jesus has, you have total authority over Satan. Just get used to it. So, you can stop him. And if others won't do it, you do it. Because there are people who take authority. God is working with people. And he said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. I was listening to Timothy Alberino, and I understood something. Satan had control of religion, of cold religion, lying religion, and also science. Because that was a time, if you said something that was too far out there, they cut your head off. So the evolutionists and the scientists, Satan, he started a lie there in antiquity, and it's still promoted to this day. He gave false doctrines such as Darwinism and others, occult practices, and people went with that instead of God. And the way he gets, and the Lord told me this a long time ago, that in the early 90s, he said that the way the enemy get away with things, he tempts people individually to fear what society believes collectively. But you have to have enough word in you to bounce all that back, just to repel it. All right, now watch this. Let no man deceive you by any means, that day shall not come, except there become a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, who opposeth and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Now, biblically, I was taught the Holy Spirit is the restrainer. But the Holy Spirit can't do it by himself. God has to work through men. Angels can't do it at all by themselves. That biblically they can't. They have to have a believer to believe. If there's no man to stand in the gap, he'll do what he want to do. But the believers that believe and take authority, see, the Lord always prompts us. He never did a miracle without a man. After he made Adam and gave him his commission, then you see God working through men always. Jesus Christ was the man God worked through to give us salvation. The apostles were the men that God, the disciples were the men and women that God used to promote to preach the gospel. And he gave us spiritual gifts. He gave us spiritual fruits. The fruits of the Spirit. He gave us the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So the he's talking about is the believer who believes and uses his authority. And he said it singular. Until he be taken out. The man that won't have it. Because biblically, the Lord has to use a person. And the person has to believe the Lord in order for this to work. The mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Now watch this. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now that's when Jesus touched the ground. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying. All power, signs, and lying wonders. Now watch this. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now God wants the lukewarm back, but he spit them out because they won't repent. Now he's going to give them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. He's going to allow the enemy to deceive them however he wants. And they're going to go with that against God to prove. You know, John said they left us to prove that they were not of us. But they said they was and they thought they were. The lukewarm. But it also applies to those who knew better and wouldn't get saved. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They're going to believe a lie. So God going to give them strong delusion. They thought they wanted the Christians dead. Okay. God's going to send them strong delusions. Now we got ancient aliens and that propaganda. When they see the flying saucers come in, they're going to think that the aliens put us here instead of God. It's going to be bad. But see, they that do know the Lord, they're going to be strong. There's no reason to be here when the Lord does. He said, I'm moving you out of my way. Not the path of the Antichrist. And I don't care. See, I'm going to preach this word every chance I get. I'm doing this because God told me to. And I'm going to do it with all I got. I invest in this ministry to do this so that people can live. Because I know they're not getting half of this message over the pulpit. But those of you who are getting it and learning and the Lord is dealing with you, by all means, help people understand. Use the information. And anybody that they get excited, tell them about the broadcast. Because this is for God's people. The Lord said, I sent you to me. I sent you to my people. He didn't have me do this for old half-hearted people that don't want to know God. But people that want to know him, he always have done that. He teached babes that want to know him, sincere people. See, sincere, it don't take but one sincere person to stop Satan. And Satan don't want to look bad before the universe. If he can't get you in doubt and unbelief, he cannot do anything about your faith. He has to move out of your way. That's just how it is. You're a king. God told me this. People talk about what God allows. The Lord said, I allow what you allow. He told me that back in the 80s. And I got that other junk out of my mind. That was interfering with how I saw God. I hope the Lord don't allow the devil to do this. The Lord said, I allow what you allow. God don't recognize Satan's authority because he doesn't have any. Jesus took the keys. Satan has no authority over you. He has authority. The authority he has is the authority to be here because Adam listened to him. He can be here. He's got a right to be here now. Adam could have said, get off my planet and never return. But he didn't do that. He probably didn't know he could have. But see, when you spend time with the Lord, you learn things that you can't learn in other places. And if you follow God, you just got to get used to following God. God knows what he's doing. You got to get to know him. You got to draw near. A Christian that uses that steadfast in their authority can stop Satan at their will. The Christians in Afghanistan, you can tell Satan he can't kill not one Christian. Or you can pray prayers of protection over the Christians. But people are saying the people are going to get killed. You can stop it. The angels work when you put a demand. If nobody puts a demand on it, it's not going to happen. Now, I do it sometimes, but you got to, I mean, more people got to be doing the will of God. And you, and I still got my own responsibilities to deal with, but I pray for them and I take authority. But see, the church needs to know that they can win. You're not bound by Satan. God didn't put him over you. And if the armies come to take you where you don't want to go, you can fight them back. You got guns, use them. But more than that, use the spiritual weapon so it don't have to come to that. You don't have to go because they want you to, just because they want you dead. You don't have to, but just don't deny Christ. But Jesus is going to come back at the most appropriate, at the most strategic moment. That's what he told me. Now, Pastor Langford said it this way. He said he's going to come just before the vile judgments. And that's what got me to, and that's when the Lord told me, he said, I'm not moving you out of his way. I'm moving you out of my way. So in life, when you hear greater truth, you just got to make adjustments. And the prophet is subject to the prophet. Receiving what God has to say, and you know, don't let the vain opinions of the lukewarm society hinder you. Don't let satanic preachers hinder you. Don't let people that just don't believe nothing. See, love believes everything of God. You're attracted to it when you hear it. You know, I can listen to Steve Quayle, Pastor Langford, Timothy Alberina all day long. And on my off day, when I work hard all week, on my off day, that's when I watch TV for a while. Then I listen to Steve Quayle. I listen to him just about every day. And a lot of times when I eat lunch, sometimes I work through lunch. I got to quit doing that. I listen to him unless the Lord got me doing something else. And I listen to Timothy. Every time I get I love him. I love those guys. They are people that's doing what God gave them to do. I love to see people do that. And my pastor, he hears from the Lord and he obeys him. And he's a young man. I love him. He, you know, when God give him something, me and another friend, we talk, and I tell him, and then when he come to church, Pastor Jim saying everything we talked about, same thing as Sunday school. Whenever we have Sunday school, he'll tag it every time. Every time they've done that, and I can prove it. You can go to this website, listen to the broadcast, and if you match it up to the day that they preach, you'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout all of your life, wherever you invite him to. You don't have to live without the knowledge of God. He will minister life to his people. And he told me a long time ago, minister life to my people. So that's what I intend to do to the best of his ability in me. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory. Live in victory. Enjoy victory.